getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid?
Welcome back, everybody. Game number two, Penguins, Lions. Right here at DU. Leading things off for the Lions here in game two is Cameron Walker, the shortstop. She takes the first pitch. Low and away, ball one. Vanessa Robles in the circle. For when the Lions are in their defensive set. For the Dominicans, though, here in the top of the first inning is Taylor Rodriguez, a 2.45 ERA, a 4-0 record for Rodriguez. The second pitch is fouled away to Cameron Walker, left-handed hitter. And a changeup is swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. Mia Hernandez is on deck. Game two after the Lions were victorious in game one. Rodriguez deals in a foul ball. And the count remains 1-2. Defensively for the Dominicans, Kalissa Lee in left field, Kate Tabol in center, and Melissa Garcia in right field. The next pitch from Rodriguez to Walker is popped up towards short. Guerrero's there, one away. Tiare Guerrero at shortstop. Alyssa Rue is at second base. Annabel Burke at first. And Taylor Eby at third. Morgan Eggstrom starting for Coach Santos behind the plate. And Rodriguez, a 4-0 record and a 2.45 ERA. One away. Here's Mia Hernandez. And she takes a called strike on the outside black. Adriana Portillo's on deck. Next pitch is hammered foul down the third base line. Nothing in two. Mia Hernandez this morning was 2 for 3. She was hit by a pitch and a run scored. Hernandez stands in, and the next pitch is low and away. 1-2. Taylor Rodriguez leans into a breaking ball, and Hernandez fouls it up and out of play. We'll do it again. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up to the Lions catcher. The next pitch is a changeup, and she waited on it nicely and hammered it foul down the third base line. Count remains 1-2. Seventh pitch coming up. Here it is. Taken for a called strike. 3-2 away. Adriana Portillo, the third baseman, here in game two. No score yet here in the top of the first inning. Portillo's in there and takes outside 1-0. Next pitch is popped foul. First base line. Annabel Burke on the move. Cannot catch up to it as it falls into the Lions bullpen. Next pitch is taken. For a ball, 2-2. Pardon me, 2-1. Two down. Top first. No score yet. Penguins pitcher is Taylor Rodriguez and deals a changeup. It's 2-2 for a called strike. Cloud cover is keeping things nice and cool. And a fastball got her swinging. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first inning. For Juliana Santos, it'll be Melissa Garcia, Kate Cibola, and Alyssa Rue right here on Penguin Radio. Bottom of the first coming up. First batter of game two for the Dominicans. Melissa Garcia. And she takes low and away. 1-0. Vanessa Robles in the circle. 0-0 record. 27 ERA. Right-handed pitcher. Against Garcia, and she takes low and away again, and it's quickly 2-0. Kate Tabola's on deck. Alyssa Rue is in the hole. Leadoff batter here in the Penguins half of the first inning. Next pitch to Garcia is high, and she's ahead in the count 3-0. Well, the Lions in a 4-1 win this morning looked absolutely unstoppable. Just a terrific game, both sides of the ball. Here's the next pitch. Walked her on four. And the Penguins have their first base runner of game two.
Number 33, KK Tabola.
Kate Tabola, the Penguins center fielder, will hit with a runner at first base. Defensively in the outfield for the Lions, Eric Corral on left, Amara Farley in center, and Tiffany Pope over in right. The first pitch is upstairs, 1-0. Well, Robles with five consecutive balls to open up game two. Alyssa Rue is on deck. Adriana Portillo over there at third base is way in from the bag. Next pitch is low, 2-0. Cameron Walker, the shortstop. Adriana Natividad at second base. And Brianna Williams. She's over at first base, having pitched all seven innings in game one. And a 4-1 win for the Lions. Mia Hernandez behind the plate. And Vanessa Robles in the circle. And there's a breaking ball for her first strike. It's 2-1 to Kate Tabola. Tabola, the veteran center fielder for Juliana Santos, comes into game two, batting an even 300. Robles reaches deep into the pocket of the glove, gets the grip. A bunt is laid up. Popped up. Mia Hernandez dives for it and makes the grab. A pop up to two, one away. Melissa Garcia stays at the first base bag. And here's Alyssa Rue, the three-hole hitter. Rue, 2-for-3 this morning at the plate. Takes low. 1-0. Taylor Rodriguez, the cleanup batter, is on deck. Annabelle Burke in the hole. Rue stands in, the right-handed hitter. She's batting 229. Takes a strike across the knees. It's 1-1. Anthony Bendick, the home plate umpire. Oscar Segura at first base and Daryl Lindsay, our third base ump. First pitch is hammered in between short and third, all the way out into left field. And the Penguins have a couple of base runners with just one out. Melissa Garcia advances to second base. Rodriguez has two on and one down here in the bottom of the first. And the Penguins have a chance to get something going right here. Robles with an ERA of 27. Deals. And it's a flare to deep right field in foul territory. Tiffany Pope gives chase. And she couldn't catch up to it. A fair ball. Scoring on the play is Melissa Garcia. No, what happened? She caught it out there. I can't see down the right field line from this vantage point. So the catch was made by Pope. Rodriguez with a sack fly moves everybody up. Rue to second, Garcia to third. Pardon me, fans. I have no view of deep right field from where I sit, which usually isn't a problem. Two down. Annabel Burke stands in, the right-handed hitter, and she takes ball one. Burke playing at first base today. Here in game two. Runners at second and third with two away. Bottom of the first, and Robles delivers. Chopper third base. Up with it on two hops. A great play by Adriana Portillo over there at third. And Annabel Burke goes down 5-3. Oh, what a great play by the Lions third baseman, Annabel Portillo. One inning in the books. Top two coming up. Brianna Williams will lead things off when we come back. No score right here at DU. Once you get her off the street. Brianna Williams will lead things off here in the top of the second inning. No score. Penguins and Lions here in game two. First pitch is poured in there for a strike. Taylor Rodriguez, a 4-0 record for the Penguin pitcher. The right-hander deals low. 1-1. Amara Farley is on deck. Williams stands in even in the count. A flare to second base. Rue is there, one away. We have a no yawning policy back here, especially late in the day. Farley's in there, right-handed hitter. The center fielder takes low, 1-0. Tiffany Pope is on deck. We're in top of the second inning. Farley, a one-hopper to EB at third. Strong throw, two down. Tiffany Pope will make her way to the hitting area. Five up and five down is how this game has begun for the Penguin right-hander Taylor Rodriguez. Fastball that gets away from Morgan Eggstrom as it was very low with Eric Correll on deck. Top two and no score. Pope's back in there. Rodriguez is ready. Here it is. One hopper to Guerrero is short. She stays in front of it, knocks it down onto first in time, and beats the very speedy Tiffany Pope. After an inning and a half, no score. We're here at Dominican University of California. The Penguins coming to the plate in the bottom of the second inning. When we come back. Welcome back, everybody. Penguins half of the second inning, and Taylor Eby hits the very first pitch she sees straight up the middle. That gets past Vanessa Robles in the circle and all the way out to center field for a single. In consecutive innings, the Penguins have a base runner with nobody out. Here's the designated player, Alicia Garcia. Kalissa Lee is on deck. The Penguins have a base runner. Garcia stands in the right-handed hitter and takes high. 1-0. A swing through and a steal. The throw is down. It's there. She slides. He's safe. Taylor Eby has a stolen. Eby with a hook slide on the outside of the bag. That's her second steal of the season in two tries. Garcia back in there. Even in the count, 1-1. Kalissa Lee's on deck, and here's the next pitch. It's fouled up and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Taylor Eby in scoring position. Garcia's back in there and hammers it up the middle. That's a base hit. Farley comes up with it in center field. Here's the throw. It's in. She slides. She's safe. Eby didn't have to slide. In fact, I saw her crouching down like she was going to go into a slide, and I got too excited. She actually stayed up on her feet, and the Penguins have scored for the first time of this game, too, and the score is 1-0. Alicia Garcia has an RBI up the middle. That's a single. But more importantly, Taylor Eby scores on the play, and here's Kalissa Lee. Penguins would love to pour it on right here. Up by one. She squares early, pulls up, and takes high. 1-0, Tiade Guerrero on deck. One nothing Penguins. Robles back out there, deals, and a flare into the left center field gap to her left. Eric Correll, she moves and makes the grab. One away. Garcia cannot advance from second base. Here's Guerrero. First pitch to Guerrero is chopped up the middle. That's into shallow center. Around third, Alicia Garcia down the line. She slides into home safely, and Garcia scoring makes it 2-0. Guerrero on one pitch has an RBI single. And the Penguins have the leadoff batter in Melissa Garcia coming to the plate. It looks like the Lions have Mari Ipatsi coming in to pitch for, in relief, I should say, of Vanessa Robles. Mari Ipatsi, the left-handed junior, is warming up, and we'll see if I can bring you the line on her when we come back. Penguins lead it 2-0. Guerrero, the runner at first, right here at DU. Mari Ipatsi, the hitter, the pitcher, the left-handed pitcher. Melissa Garcia is the hitter. Lefty on lefty. Guerrero out there at second base, and the first pitch for Mari Ipatsi is up in the zone, but a called strike. Back in the first inning, Melissa Garcia with a base on balls and was stranded at third base. Here's the next pitch. She squares to bunt, offers a called strike. Nothing in two very quickly. As Ipatsi has no ERA, she's pitched a total of 5 innings so far. And so far, 2 pitches throwing very hard out of the bullpen in relief of Vanessa Robles. Here's the next pitch. Up and away. 1-2. Kate Tebole is on deck. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The Penguins have put up 2 so far. And Tiade Guerrero is out there at second base. Threatening. 1 down, here it is. A perfect strike across the knees. It's flared behind the third base bag. Cameron Walker calls everybody off and makes the catch, 2 down. Here's Kate Tebole, everyone, the Penguins' veteran center fielder. With 2 down and a runner at second. 2 in for the Dominicans. Kate, the right-handed hitter, takes outside from Mari Ipatsi. Foul down the third base line. 1-1. Popped her up. Shallow right field. In on it is Pope. She makes the grab. And that'll end things here in the Penguins' half of the second inning. The Penguins put up 2 and lead it 2-0. Eric Corral lead things off. When we come back in the Lions' half of the third inning, we're here at Dominican University of California, everyone. Our athletics director is Amy Henkelman. We're back in 30 seconds. Right here on Penguin Radio.
You said she's scared of me? I mean,
top 3. Eric Corral leads off for the Lions. The first pitch is bunted, third base side. EB with a strong throw on to first, one away. And here is. Oh, you know what? I missed one in there somewhere. That's three. Yeah, here's Adriana Nativi Dodd. I didn't miss one. I saw Andrea Connor come out, but she was just helping Eric Corral grabbing her bat. Then retreating to the on-deck circle. Nativi Dodd stands in against Taylor Rodriguez and takes up and away 1-0. Rodriguez has retired 7 in a row. High check swing, and a check swing is called a strike. She went around 1-1. Popped her up. Fastball down the third base line. EB's there, makes a sliding grab. 8 in a row. Here's Andrea Connor, the designated player, batting in the 9 hole. Connor hit the ball hard 3 times in game 1 with nothing to show for it. She's looking for her first base knock of the day. She squares early, pulls up, and takes ball 1. Cameron Walker's on deck. Connor comes into game 2 batting 308, the junior. Rests the bat on the shoulder. Now pulls up and takes outside black across the knees, 1-1. Fastball is taken. Strike 2. Up and away. 2-2. Oh, the drop ball just missed low, and now it's full to the 9-hole hitter, Andrea Connor. Connor, the right-handed hitter against Taylor Rodriguez. Rodriguez to make it 9 retired consecutively. Foul down the first base line, and that was a beautiful pitch. 7th pitch of the at-bat coming up. A change up, line drive, Guerrero's got it. And that's how things end in the Lions half of the 3rd inning. 9 up, 9 down for Taylor Rodriguez. What a great start. Coming up for the Penguins in the bottom of the 3rd, Alyssa Rue will lead off. Penguins lead it 2-0 right here at DU. Alyssa Rue will hit for Juliana Santos and the Dominicans. Penguins lead it 2-0. Mari Pazzi, the lefty, starts her off with a ball away. 1-0 with Taylor Rodriguez on deck. Rue, the 3-hole hitter. A single in her last at-bat. Two for three in the morning game, and she swings over the top of a drop ball. 1-1. Yeah. A fastball is fouled back to the screen. 1-2 to the Penguins' second baseman. Popped her up, medium deep, right center field. To her right, Tiffany Pope on the run makes the grab, one away.
Now batting number 11, Taylor Rodriguez.
Here's Taylor Rodriguez. Rodriguez with the sacrifice fly back in the first inning. Right-handed batter. Oh, and a blistering fastball from Mari Ipazzi. Called strike one. Annabelle Burke is on deck. Rodriguez stands in with one down. It's a 2-0 ball game here in the third. Ipazzi deals high. 1-1. Long fly ball into deep center field. That's off the base of the wall. A perfect grab by Amara Farley off the wall in center. Limits Rodriguez to a long single, but she nailed it. And for a moment, I thought it was out of here. But it hit the base of the wall and bounced. A perfect read by Amara Farley out there in center field to catch it on the carom. Scheduled to hit is Annabelle Burke, but here comes Juliana Santos. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner in place of Taylor Rodriguez. And in fact, it is. And number 10 for the Dominican is Peyton Ose. Peyton Ose. Over there at first base is the pinch runner for Taylor Rodriguez. Burke will hit. Down the first base line and fouled out of play. Taylor Eby's on deck. Next pitch to Burke in the dirt, 1-1. The Penguins scored two back in the second inning. And with one away, have Peyton Ose the runner at first base. Pinch running for Taylor Rodriguez. Chopper back to the circle. Mari Ipazzi spins onto first in time. Sacrifice chopper by Annabelle Burke is the second out as Peyton Ose moves to second base with a runner in scoring position. Taylor Eby, who had a single, a stolen base, and a run scored in her last plate appearance. Batting from the left side, Eby takes low and away, 1-0. Alicia Garcia is on deck. A base knock right here likely scores Ose from second. Chopper up the middle. bobbled for a moment by Natividad. A strong throw is in time. And Taylor Eby is gone four to the covering three. That's how the third inning ends, everybody. And the Penguins were threatening there for a moment. But nothing more than that. Top of the fourth inning is coming up, and the Penguins pitcher Taylor Rodriguez and the brilliant defense by Dominican have put the first nine Lions down in a row. Can they keep it going? We'll know in a moment. Top four coming up right here on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Top of the fourth inning in a 2-0 ball game. Leadoff batter Cameron Walker chops the first pitch she sees foul down the third base line and now takes. She's even in the count 1-1, a fastball away. Mia Hernandez is on deck with Adriana Portillo in the hole. Next pitch is taken for a called strike two. 1-2. The Penguins have retired the first nine Lions here in game two. Rodriguez deals. Chopper to second. A perfect play off a weird hop by Alyssa Rue, but she stuck with it on to first. 10 in a row down. One away here in the fourth. Mia Hernandez, the hitter. Hernandez, 2-for-3 in the morning game with a run scored. And there's the first hit for the Lions. Straight up the middle, past the diving Guerrero. And Hernandez is aboard with a single. Well, the Penguins retired 10 consecutively to open up this game two, scoring two runs along the way. And now Hernandez is at first base with one away. Adriana Portillo, the hitter, in the three hole. Taylor Rodriguez, a long look at the wrist. And the first pitch is a line drive to left field. Kalissa Lee is there and makes a diving catch, two down. One pitch, and Portillo is gone.
Now batting number 14, Brianna Williams.
And here is Brianna Williams. A pop-up to Alyssa Rue in her one and only at-bat here in game two. Williams, who's playing first base here in game two, takes low, 1-0. But had a terrific outing in the circle in game one in a 4-1 victory. Improving her record to 2-5. There's the change up for a called strike and just had her locked up. Rodriguez throwing very hard and then comes in with a half speed change up. And it just locks the hitter up beautifully. 1-1, fastball. She backs it up with a strike across the knees, 1-2. As I mentioned, Williams pitched all of game one, did not hit. And now she popped her up. This one may get to the grandstands, and it does. And the long resonance of the sound of the ball hitting the grandstands. Reverberation all through Penguin Field. Chopper to second. Rue's up with it. Bobbled it. Cannot come up with it. Brianna Williams aboard E4. And Mia Hernandez moves over to second base. Well, Rue had, with a great play against Cameron Walker, field that took a weird hop, and this one caught her just at the last second and popped out of the glove. Here's Amara Farley, the center fielder. Change up, hammered into center. In and to her left, Kate Tabola is there, and Farley is retired on one pitch. One hit and one error there in the fourth, but the score remains 2-0 Penguins. Alicia Garcia lead off when we come back. Bottom four coming up. 2-Zip DU. Bottom of the fourth inning, Penguins enjoy a two-run advantage as Alicia Garcia stands in with Kalissa Lee on deck. Mari Ipazzi, the hard-throwing left-hander, deals 1-0. Little high. Garcia batting 364, the senior. Stands back in. Fisted up the middle. To her left, Cameron Walker on to first in time. One away. Penguins are working on a split with the Lions today. Lions a 4-1 win this morning. The first pitch to Kalissa Lee is popped into shallow left field. In on it, Eric Corral. One pitch, and Lee is gone. Two away. Tiade Guerrero.
At the plate for the Penguins, shortstop, Tiade Guerrero.
Guerrero stands in and takes upstairs. 1-0. We're back on the air next Friday, everybody, as Academy of Art will be here at Penguin Field. Guerrero takes a fastball across the knees. She's in there 1-1. Two away here at the bottom in the bottom of the fourth inning. Guerrero, chopper to second base. Up with it, Nativi Dodd on to first. Side retired as Guerrero goes down 4-3. And that ends things. After four complete, the Penguins lead it by a pair. Top five coming up. Tiffany Pope will lead off. Penguin Radio. She's a fairy. Back at Penguin Field in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Tiffany Pope is popped up. Alyssa Rue makes the grab, and that's how we get started here. In the fifth. 2-0 Penguins. Harry Corral, the hitter. Adriana Natividad is in the on-deck circle. Corral's in there 0-1 in the afternoon. Oh, fastball is very close. Taylor Rodriguez taken 1-0. One down here in the top of the fifth. Game number two. Called strike across the knees on the outside black, 1-1. Corral has been absolutely terrific out there in left field the last 2 days. This the final of the four games between the Penguins and the Lions. Chopper back to the circle. Rodriguez spears it on a hop and on to first, two away. Adriana Natividad, the Lions second baseman, her second at bat of this game, too. Natividad was 2-for-3 in the early game with a run scored. Natividad, the right-handed hitter with two away and a fastball. I don't know where it missed. Boy, that looked good. 1-0. Andrea Connor is on deck. Rodriguez, the right-hander, buckles and deals upstairs, and now it's 2-0. Here's the pitch. Now that's across the knees, and that looked exactly like pitch number one, which was called a ball, but this a strike, 2-1. From Rodriguez to Natividad. Here it is. Off speed, breaking ball is low, and now it's 3-1. Rodriguez has not come close to walking a batter here in game two. But here she is in a 3-1 hole. One hitter so far, that to me, Hernandez. Fastball across the belt, and that's a called strike, too. It's full. The first full count. Check it. Andrea Connor went full in the third. This is the second full count that Rodriguez has faced here in game two. And a strike across the belt is fouled down the third base line and out of play. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Two down, Natividad the hitter. Here it is. Walked her outside. Lions have a base runner here in the fifth. Andrea Connor, the hitter, with two away and a runner at first base. That's Natividad. Kalissa Lee in left. Kate Tabola in center, and Melissa Garcia, the Penguin right fielder. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. First pitch is swung on and foul, third base line. Nothing in one on the designated player, Andrea Connor. Connor back in there, the right-handed hitter. Popped her up third base side. Eby and Hegstrom cannot catch up to it as it falls in front of the Penguin dugout. Connor behind in the count, nothing in two. Here it is. Indoors and nailed her right in the hip. Lions have some, they have a runner in scoring position now in the top of the order as Andrea Connor was hit by the pitch in an 0-2 count. Cameron Walker makes her way to the plate, looking for her first base knock of game two. First pitch swinging, popped her up. Third base side and just out of the reach of a diving Tiara Guerrero. Walker had a single and a run scored back in game one. And here we are getting late in game two, the top of the fifth inning. Two down, two on. Walker's back in there. Oh, across the Shin, a little low. 1-1. Delivery is low. And now it's 2-1. And after the Penguins retired the first 10 Lions they saw, Mia Hernandez delivered the only hit of the game so far for the Lions. Check swing, 3-1. Since then, the Penguins with an error, a walk, and a hit batsman. And the Lions are still alive big time. Long fly ball to deep center field. To her right is Tabola. She's under it and makes the grab, and Walker is retired. Well, the Lions were mounting a bit of a charge, but the Penguins got in there and took care of business as the bottom of the fifth approaches. It'll be the top of the order, Melissa Garcia, when we come back, right here on Penguin Radio. Anissa Brewer will hit in place of Melissa Garcia. Brewer, a right-handed hitter, stands in for the Dominicans, who enjoy a two-run advantage. The first pitcher from Maria Pazzi is taken. Outside 1-0, Brewer, the right-handed hitter. In her second year with Juliana Santos. Chopper, one hop to short. Off balance, Walker on to first in time. Brewer is retired, one away.
At the plate for Dominican center fielder, Kate Tabola.
Kate Tabola looking for a first base knock in game two. Had a double and a run scored back in game one. The only run the Penguins were able to muster in game one in that 4-1 loss to the Lions. Stands in and takes up and away 1-0. Alyssa Rue is on deck. It's such a perfect day for softball. Just a tiny bit overcast to keep it nice and cool. And Tabola turns and ropes it into center field. And has her first hit of game two. Straight up the middle. A single. Gives the Penguins a base runner. And here's Alyssa Rue, 1-for-2 in game two. Rue was 2-for-3 this morning in game one, and is 1-for-2 here in game two. First pitch is a called strike up in the zone. Taylor Rodriguez is on deck. Rue's back in there, the three-hole hitter. A single to left back in the first inning. One runner on, and a line drive to third. Adriana Portillo got in the way of it, knocked it down, but Rue's aboard with a single. And here's Taylor Rodriguez. Tabola's at second, Rue's at first, credited with an infield single. That was a classic case of Portillo in the hot corner, and that just got to her too quickly. The fact that she even got the glove up and knocked it down is pretty impressive. She really had to react quickly. Rodriguez, the righty, One down, and the Penguins have a runner in scoring position. That's Taboola out there at second. Rodriguez, the cleanup batter, takes outside 1-0 with Annabelle Burke on deck. Next pitch from the left-handed Ipazzi is upstairs. Oh, it's a called strike. 1-1, very high, but not too high. One ball and one strike. Fastball is flared, foul, and out of play. First base side. 1-2. Hey, you want this back? He might want that. One and two. A chopper down the third base line, and Mari Potsy ran up on it and allowed it to trickle foul. Well, that was a veteran move, because if she'd have touched it, the Penguins would have been in good shape. But Ipazzi noticed the ball was spinning down the third base line, and once it crossed the chalk, snagged it. Here's the 1-2. Flared to second. On to second for one. On the back end of first, a double play. Now about that for a beautiful play as Taylor Rodriguez hits into a 4-3-2 double play, and that ends things for the Penguins' charge in the fifth inning. Top six coming up. Lions will have the 2-3-4 batters coming to the plate when we come back right here at Dominican University of California. Top six, Mia Hernandez, the only Lion with a hit here in game two, stands in. Chopper, one hopper to short. Guerrero, long throw in time. Hernandez is retired, one down. How good is Guerrero out there at shortstop? Very good is the answer. That was not an easy play, but she just makes them look easy time after time after time. Here's Adriana Portillo, the third baseman for the Lions. First pitch swinging. A flare just off the grass behind the second base bag. Alyssa Rue makes the grab, two down. Brianna Williams makes her way to the hitting area, the cleanup batter. Reached base in the fourth inning on an error. Otherwise, a pop-up to second base back in the second inning. First pitch is taken outside, but not by much. Boy, that was close. And we'll see if Taylor Rodriguez wants to go back out on that outside part of the plate. She comes in for a strike across the knees. That was right down Broadway 02. Amara Farley is in the on-deck circle. Two away. Change up on a hop to third. EB on to first in plenty of time. And Brianna Williams is retired as the Lions go 1-2-3. Bottom of the sixth inning is coming up, everyone. The Penguins will be sending up Annabelle Burke to lead things off. Penguins up 2-0 right here, DU. But every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm living. Summer Stevens is the new pitcher for the Lions. A 2.86 ERA and 14 and two-thirds innings pitched. And she will face Annabelle Burke in the Penguins' half of the sixth. First pitch from Stevens is upstairs. 1-0. Right-handed pitcher is Stevens. Leans forward, and now a breaking ball is taken. I don't know where it missed. Up and away. 2-0. Burke, a sacrifice in her last at-bat, a check swing, called strike. 2-1. Penguins up 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. But no lead is too much when it comes to the Lions. They came roaring back yesterday in game one. There's a flare in the medium deep right field. Tiffany Pope, two steps to her right, makes the grab, one away. Here's the Penguins' third baseman, Taylor Eby. And how great has she been? Eby with a single and a run scored, a stolen base. All of that just in the second inning. But defensively, Eby, what a weekend. One great play after the next. And she takes the left-handed hitting Taylor Eby, everyone. Ball one. Corners are in. One away to second. Nativi Dodd to first. Two down. Alicia Garcia, everyone, with two away in the Penguins' half of the sixth inning. First pitch, very close. 1-0. Alicia, an RBI single back in the second and a run scored. Ooh, there's a called strike right down the middle. 1-1. Kalissa Lee is on deck. Summer Stevens, the right-hander in the circle. Deals, and a fastball is swung on and missed. 1-2. Stevens looks over to the dugout. And comes home. Breaking ball is upstairs. 2-2. Little outside. Head coach Sydney Lawner sends out the signal. Stevens, 2-2 delivery is hammered a mile high in right field. Pope is there and makes the catch to end things in the Penguins' half of the sixth. Top of the seventh coming up, everybody. The Lions are down to their final three outs. Can the Penguins hold on? We'll have it for you on the other side. Right here on Penguin Radio. Top seven, everybody. 2-0 Penguins. Here's Amara Farley, the Lions center fielder, and she takes a changeup for strike one. Well, so far, Taylor Rodriguez has been absolutely sensational. Really mixing up the pitches nicely and demonstrating total control. Farley squares early. A one chopper to Eby at third, on to first by a half a step. And Farley is retired, 5-3. Lions down to their final two outs. The Penguins with a two-run advantage. And you can never give up Tiffany Pope steps in. Rodriguez comes home. And Pope takes high. I'm going to say it was high. 1-0. Next pitch to Pope is a changeup breaking ball. She swings at it. And it's 1-1. Pope. The Lions, a right fielder. Here it is. Very high. And that got off of the glove of Hegstrom behind the plate. 2-1. The Penguins, with a two-run lead, have two outs to go. Pope stands in. Change up to second. Up with it, Rue. Two down. The Penguins are one out away from a split this afternoon. 4-1 in the first game in favor of the Lions. And now two down in the top of the seventh. Here's Eric Corral. Corral, the left-handed batter. 0-2 in game two. Rodriguez deals. A flare to left field. Kalissa Lee is there and makes the grab, and that'll do it. The Penguins win it 2-0. And that's how things end, everyone. A split with the Lions. Our next broadcast comes next Friday. Academy of Art will be here at Penguin Field. We'll have it for you live on Penguin Radio. Noon and 2:30. For everyone here at Dominican, Stuart Horn signing off and saying so long from Penguin Field. And thank you for spending your afternoon with us. A split with the Lions. See you next time right here on Penguin Radio.